I am. Good morning.
So let's talk movies today. And when you get to Tom Cruise, you let me know because I have a question for you.
Oh, I'm getting to Tom Cruise right now.
Right now is that there's a flyer that comes out, and it has a little movie review thing in it, and it was giving Tom Cruise's movie 5 stars, and I had never seen it ever do that. And I'm sitting there going, what? Him?
You
that? Okay.
Well, first of all, I'm going to say something that I think Tom Cruise is fantastic.
Yeah? Okay.
I mean, he might be a little weird. He doesn't give great interviews.
Sure.
Whatever he, you know.
Right.
But, like, I think he elevates movies. I think he takes movies that are, you know, okay and makes them better.
Right.
And, like, he knows what he's doing.
He cranks it.
Yeah, I think he's absolutely great. Mm. Now, his movie, Edge of Tomorrow.
Yeah.
Which might be one of the most 80s sounding movie titles.
Right.
I guess Mannequin 3 is more 80s sounding.
Yeah.
Of course, yeah. Tom Cruise as a soldier fighting aliens. There is a super cool twist that I won't give away.
Uh-huh.
I will tell you, though, that Bill Paxton is in it. And I never normally recognize him, but when I do, I always say, oh, there's Bill Pullman.
Yes.
Every single time. Do you do that?
I do that all the time.
People must do that to them every day. It'd be like, oh, Cecily Knobler does your movie reviews. No, Cecily Bobler.
Right. Like, right. Same
so
thing.
Close.
Yeah, totally.
So the alien dudes look like an 80s cassette tape unraveling. What they look like. And the movie's essentially Groundhog Day meets Tron meets RoboCop. Similar to Source Code with Jake Gyllenhaal. Remember that one?
Oh, yeah.
Although I think Source Code was a little bit better.
Right.
However, Emily Blunt is fantastic.
Mm.
And again, I got to tell you, so is Tom Cruise.
Wow. Hey.
I mean, like, wow.
Huh.
The first hour is so good. I got to go B++++ for the first hour. Then it gets pretty exhausting. It kind of becomes a different movie.
Okay, sure.
And while it's very loud, it's not graphic. Just so you know, I think it's PG-13. It's definitely, there's nothing too gross or anything like that.
I'll be darned.
And Tom Cruise is fantastic, so I'm going to just split the difference and call it a B or a B minus.
I'll be darned. That's fantastic. Well, that's more than I expected out of this. I guess, you know, you just think for a guy like him, you know, that, okay, we're just going to bang out another one of these kinds of movies. It looks like it's got a lot of effects and blah, 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 but he pulls it together. There's an actual story and
he
all that behind
that.
It.
I mean, that's really not his thing. Like, his thing, you know, remember Minority? Not everything's worked for me. There are a few things I haven't liked that he's done. I didn't like Minority Report, but he really takes this stuff seriously.
Yeah, it sounds like he does.
Yeah, I mean, almost to the detriment of the other actors. I've heard that they don't like working with him because he'll make you reshoot and reshoot until you get it right.
Right,
he believes the audience is paying a lot of money.
Yeah.
They're getting paid a lot of money,
sure.
And he, like, really takes it seriously.
There you go.
And
cool.
I think that's great. Really quickly, also opening, going a totally different direction, is The Fault in Our Stars, based on a lovely book about some very sick teens. It's a little CW, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
A little bit Seventh Heaven-y.
Right.
That's not the best or worst thing.
Yeah.
Woodley is excellent.
Huh.
The story is heartbreaking. A lot of stuff felt very forced.
Hmm.
You know, I don't think people really talk like that. But for what it was, and it was trying to make you cry, and it works.
Yeah.
I got to go B-.
Oh, how about, well, hey, there you go.
Yeah, so it's a good, it's not perfect, but a good week for movies. And next week, I think, is going to be even better.
Oh, here we go. All right.
And now we're getting there. Finally, I am live. It's been a good year. Live from Hollywood, I'm Cecily Knobler.